News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Twitter on Tuesday said it has appointed an interim chief compliance officer, and the details of the official will be shared with the IT ministry directly soon. The government had issued a notice to Twitter, giving it one last chance to immediately comply with the new IT rules and warned that failure to adhere to the norms will lead to the platform losing exemption from liability under the IT Act. Following this, Twitter had assured the Indian government last week that it is in advanced stages of finalizing the appointment of a chief compliance officer as required under the new IT rules and that it will submit additional details within a week. A Twitter spokesperson on Tuesday said the company continues to make every effort to comply with the new guidelines and is keeping the IT ministry apprised of progress at every step of the process. An interim chief compliance officer has been retained and details will be shared with the ministry directly soon, the spokesperson added. The move by Twitter assumes significance as the microblogging platform has been facing heat over delay in complying with the IT rules that mandate large digital platforms to undertake greater due diligence and make them more accountable and responsible for the content that is hosted. As per the rules, significant social media intermediaries, those with over 50 lakh users, are required to appoint a grievance officer, a nodal officer, and a chief compliance officer. These personnel have to be residents in India. In his first reaction after his uncle Pashupati Kumar Paras ousted him as the leader of the party in the Lok Sabha, LJP President Chirag Paswan on Tuesday likened the organization to a mother who should not be betrayed. Paswan, who has also been removed from the post of the Lok Jan Shakti Party National President after an emergency meeting of the LJP National Working Committee, said in a tweet that he had made efforts to keep the party founded by his father Ram Vilas Paswan and his family together, but failed. "People are supreme in a democracy," Paswan said, and thanked those who have kept faith in the party. Paswan also shared a letter he had written to Paras, the youngest brother of his father, in March, in which he had highlighted his uncle's unhappiness over a number of issues, including his elevation as the party president. "Suraj Bhan will take over as the working president until a new president is elected," according to some reports. On Monday, five of the six LJP MPs in Lok Sabha rebelled against Paswan and elected Paras, the youngest brother of Paswan's late father and party founder Ram Vilas Paswan, in his place, causing a big churn in Bihar politics. The Lok Sabha Secretariat on Monday evening recognized Paras as the leader of the LJP in the House, a day after the five MPs informed Speaker Om Birla about their decision. A court in Delhi on Tuesday deferred the immediate release of JNU students Devangana Kalita and Natasha Narwal, who have been granted bail by the Delhi High Court in the Delhi riots conspiracy case from jail, and sought a verification report from the police by Wednesday. Following the grant of bail by the High Court, Kalita and Narwal moved the court through their lawyers, seeking immediate release from judicial custody. Additional Sessions Judge Ravinder Bedi disposed of the application and asked the police to submit the verification report on the particulars of the accused and sureties by 1 p.m. on June 16. Earlier in the day, the High Court set aside the trial court orders denying bail to Narwal, Kalita and Jamia student Asif Iqbal Tanha. The women activists moved the court through advocate Adit S. Pujari, seeking immediate release from judicial custody. The High Court granted them bail and directed them to furnish a personal bond of Rs. 50,000 each, along with two sureties of the like amount. The three student activists were arrested in May 2020 and are accused of being the masterminds of the February 2020 violence, which had left 53 people dead and hundreds injured. Narwal, along with 17 others, are accused in the case. Communal violence broke out in northeast Delhi on February 24 last year after violence between supporters of the Citizenship Amendment Act and those opposing it spiraled out of control, leaving at least 53 people dead and around 200 injured. The Board of Control for Cricket in India announced the 15-player squad for the ICC World Test Championship final against New Zealand starting June 18 in Southampton. The players to miss out from the original 20-member squad that has toured England are Akshar Patel, KL Rahul, Shardul Thakur, Mayank Agarwal and Washington Sundar. Virat Kohli will lead the side while Ajinkya Rahane will be the vice-captain. The squad has 6 batsmen, 2 wicketkeeper batsmen, 2 spin bowling all-rounders and 5 pacers. The selection all but confirms that Shubman Gill will partner Rohit Sharma at the top, with Mayank missing out. Akshar Patel, who stepped in for Ravindra Jadeja during the home series against England, has no place despite a successful series. Akshar picked up 27 wickets in 3 tests in that series, but such is India's strength that they can afford to leave him out. Washington Sundar, who too has impressed in his brief test career, misses out, with India having an ace spinner in R. Ashwin. Shardul Thakur's absence leaves India with 5 paces to choose from: Jasprit Bumrah, Ishant Sharma, Mohammad Shami, Mohammad Siraj and Umesh Yadav. It is the bowling combination that India will ponder hardest about, whether to play 4 paces or 3 paces and 2 spinners. India have retained Riddhiman Saha in the squad, along with Rishabh Pant, who will be the first choice wicketkeeper. Pant has been in terrific touch since the Australia tour and made a century in the inter-squad warm-up simulation match in Southampton. Fresh from supportive summits with allies, Joe Biden declared himself ready on Tuesday to take on Russia's Vladimir Putin in far more confrontational talks, a climactic finish to the most important week of meetings in his young presidency. Biden meets for his first talks as president with the Russian leader on Wednesday, in what is expected to be roughly a half day of discussions between the two leaders and aides behind closed doors. That's after spending much of a week-long European trip, the foreign policy highlight of his presidency so far, working to strengthen ties with like-minded partner nations in order to better deal with rivals Russia and China. A reporter soon after Biden's arrival in Geneva on Tuesday shouted out a question on whether he was ready for Wednesday's talks. "I'm always ready," Biden answered. The American leader reached Geneva following rounds of cordial elbow-bumping, grinning photo sessions and close consultations with global leaders at the Group of Seven, NATO and US-European Union summits. He secured a series of joint communiques expressing concern over Russia and China, and was at the EU on Tuesday to preside over the announcement of a breakthrough easing a long-running US aircraft trade dispute with that bloc. "As for Russia, the US and the EU declared they stand united in our principled approach to the long-time rival, ready to respond decisively to its repeating pattern of negative behavior and harmful activities." Biden's European tour has aimed to restore US partnerships that were damaged under former President Donald Trump, who openly invited what American intelligence services said was Russian interference in US political campaigns, and who sought out Putin and other autocrats he saw as strong. In line with the chilly so far Biden-Putin relationship, Putin's government responded with indignation earlier this year after Biden said he considered the Russian a killer. The two men planned neither lunch nor dinner together, and no joint press conference after, in what is expected to be their 4 to 5 hours together. That is in contrast to this week's G7 session hosted by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, where the allies and their spouses held a beach barbecue and round after round of family photos. According to a senior administration official, granted anonymity to disclose internal discussions, Biden is hoping to find small areas of agreement with the Russian president, including potentially returning ambassadors to Washington and Moscow. That and other diplomatic issues, including the tit-for-tat expulsions of diplomats and closure of consulates, will be high on the agenda for both sides. Biden also is looking to make progress on a new arms control agreement between the two nations, which agreed to a 5-year extension of the remaining current pact in January. Putin Foreign Affairs advisor Yuri Yushakov sought to moderate expectations for the summit, but he strongly emphasized its importance given the current tensions. It is the first such meeting that takes place at a time when the bilateral relations are extremely bad, he said. Both parties realize it is time to start dealing with the issues that have piled up. Biden plans to raise issues ranging from cyber attacks to Putin's treatment of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who was poisoned and later jailed in what was seen as political retribution for exposing alleged Kremlin corruption and leading an anti-Putin protest movement. In Geneva, a couple of dozen Navalny supporters turned out in a sun-drenched square on Tuesday, and murals of a smiling Navalny holding his fingers in a heart shape with the words "Hero of our time" in French have popped up around the Swiss city in recent days. Those reference a similar mural in St. Petersburg, Russia, that authorities quickly covered over. Syria, where Russia is threatening to close the last humanitarian crossing into that country, also is on the leaders' agenda. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.